What we can undoubtedly say about SRI is that despite hundreds of independent academic studies proving that sustainable investments are equal to or outperform conventional investments, many stubborn, uninformed investment professionals and media pundits continue to believe that investing with sustainability in mind costs returns. Just ask Lloyd Kurtz. For over 22 years, Lloyd and others of his colleagues have been responsible for managing the Moskowitz Prize, the global award recognizing outstanding quantitative research in SRI, much of which establishes the very competitive performance of SRI. Better yet, trust a 2015 meta-study by Oxford University that reviewed over 200 investigations in SRI performance. The study found that 88% of companies with robust sustainability practices demonstrate better operational performance, and another 80% of the studies reviewed showed prudent sustainability practices have a positive influence on investment performance. Despite the $6.7 trillion in assets, and despite evidence that would convince even the most cynical of cynics, corporations in America are not stampeding towards having greater sustainability performance. The threat of divestment for crappy sustainability behavior or the promise of more capital for better has done nowhere near enough to change corporate habits. Nor has SRI yet to significantly alter the investment behavior of most investors. Short story, SRI has not ignited an enduring excitement among mainstream investors, many of whom would chafe, to say the least, if they, their families, and their communities were directly exposed to the worst and all too common standard operating practices of most companies. An uprising of individual investors. That's what we need. Nothing begets change faster in a free market economy than demand. Nothing. The Social Investment Forum, SIF, of America investigated this. What did it find? It found that individual investors requesting SRI services, even from the most conservative financial organizations, often led to the provision of SRI services. If you muck about on the SIF's fine website, you will also find that institutional SRI investors have been carrying the SRI load. Bless their souls. But don't get me wrong, while this puts up great asset numbers, its individual investor engagement has lagged, and it's individual investor engagement we need to incite an SRI revolution. Can institutional investors ignite passion, like Greenpeace or Bernie Sanders? Probably not. Like constituents calling their congressperson, individual investors who believe our world is in desperate peril and in need of a sustainable fix need to get off the proverbial couch and let their advisors know about SRI. And let them know they want SRI options. My discussions with institutional investors and SRI professionals lead me to believe that an individual investor-led movement may be coming. Public demand is finally echoing in the halls of most investment houses. Will SRI catch fire and burn the underbrush of conventional investment to be just investment? Before I answer that, imagine for a moment that all the $20 trillion or so of capital of the New York Stock Exchange was put behind our sustainability dreams. If this is possible, and many think it is, the question then becomes, what will it take to get you, yes you, off the couch and using your capital for sustainability? Now, I can't say for certain that aligning your investments with your social, environmental, or economic world vision will make the world a better place. But I can say this, if you don't try, the world will certainly not become a more human, more habitable place for our kids and theirs. Cliche, I know. But metaphors are hard to find when global temperature records are being smashed faster than my 16-year-old evades doing dishes. Where does that lead us?